USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Guard troops have been called into Houston after a chemical fire continues to burn.
Burning since Sunday, a chemical fire in the Houston area has officials now asking residents of Deer Park to stay indoors as they've detected higher levels of benzene.
We're being very conservative. The safety of our community is our number one concern.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, who says they have local and state partners keeping a very close eye on the situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FBI is involved in the certification process of the Boeing 737 MAX airplanes following two crashes. The Bureau is assisting the Department of Transportation in examining how the airliner was approved by federal regulators. The Boeing 737 MAX has been grounded around the world after two deadly crashes. Jimmy Carter is now the longest living president in American history. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took a jab at Democrats over anti-Semitism following controversial comments made by Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and the American support of Israel. Pompeo says anti-Semitism cannot be tolerated anywhere.
Sadly, we in the United States have seen anti-Semitic language uttered even in the great halls of our own capital. This should not be.
Good news for business owners, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The Federal Reserve decided to leave interest rates unchanged and suggested there will be no more rate hikes this year. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says it's not because of a dire outlook on the economy.
The limited data that we have do show a slowdown. On the other hand, as I mentioned, we see the underlying economic fundamentals for growth this year as still very positive.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
There will never be a Hurricane Florence or Michael because of the devastation caused by those two storms last year. Those names are being retired. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is condemning the detention of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido's chief of staff. In a tweet today, Pompeo blasted Nicolas Maduro's security staff for detaining the chief of staff and called for his immediate release. Pompeo says anyone involved will be held accountable, and President Trump is signing an executive order today aimed at promoting free speech on campus. There have long been serious concerns about the fairness and equity of the admissions process to elite universities, but the college admissions scandal has really exposed some of the weaknesses that experts say will result in far-reaching changes. Parents are coming forward and saying how Rick Singer approached them about getting their child into school. This student, who Singer helped get into USC, explains how the whole process began.
He asked her what my grades were. He asked her what my ACT score was. She told him, and he said, oh, those aren't getting her into Ivy Leagues.
The student continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
He goes, oh, well, you know, is she athletically involved in any way? Is she a star athlete? And my mom says, this girl can't play anything. She's terrible at athletics. And he kind of just said, oh, it won't be a problem. She didn't think it was anything weird. She just thought, wow, this guy must be so good at his job that it doesn't matter that my daughter can't shoot a basketball.
And finally, March Madness is in full swing with a full slate of NCAA basketball games both Thursday and Friday. And the NCAA tournament, though, ends up costing employers $13.3 billion in lost productivity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.